AP Station Categories, Continuing Coverage, Radio Division, WHQR, Wilmington, North Carolina. Local officials say this is not a storm to be underestimated. By the time Florence reaches the coast Thursday night or Friday morning, it is forecast to be a powerful and dangerous hurricane. North Carolina has only been hit by one Category 4 hurricane, Hazel.
Now is the time. That's the message from emergency management officials. Hurricane Florence could bring big impacts from storm surge on the coast and inland flooding from prolonged rainfall if she continues on this track. Earlier this year, New Hanover County Emergency Management and 911 Director Stephen Still worried complacency could be this region's biggest enemy.
You know, it's been quite some time since we've seen a friend, Floyd Bertha. You know, for my family, we were almost a month without power in the northern part of New Hanover.
This storm is a monster. It's big and it's vicious. It is an extremely dangerous, life-threatening, historic hurricane.
That's Governor Roy Cooper Tuesday afternoon. Hurricane Florence, he says, will affect each and every person in the state. And that's why he ordered the first mandatory. Go inland if possible. That's the message from officials in the Cape Fear region. Brunswick County and at least two municipalities there have issued mandatory evacuation orders for low-lying and flood-prone areas and substandard and mobile homes. New Hanover County officials declared voluntary evacuations for the entire county just last night. Commissioner Rob Zappel says it's a personal judgment call, but erring on the side of caution might be better in this case.
Any person who chose to stay in their home during that should be forewarned that they will not be able to be rescued if things get out of control, either from water rising or wind damage that's happening with this particular storm.
It's very scary.
That's Jordan Baker, meteorologist with the National Weather Service. He says while Florence's track has taken a slightly southern shift with the eye passing below Bald Head Island, it saves the Cape Fear region from the eye-making landfall.
The storm is so large and so powerful that we still have some pretty big impacts, whether that be flooding from it basically being
Farmers have learned lessons from past storms, most recently the devastating flooding of 2016's Hurricane Matthew. But this storm will rip through the state during what is normally harvest season. Steve Troxler, North Carolina's agriculture. And as the storm approaches, Governor Roy Cooper is urging North Carolinians to stay indoors during the hurricane. This is not the time to try to travel. Stay away from windows and glass doors. Keep curtains and blinds closed. Close all interior doors and secure and brace external doors. During fierce winds, take shelter in a small interior room, a closet, or a hallway on the lowest level. And never, never drive through standing or moving water. Follow our reports, other reports in the news media around the region.
Asia finished the day mixed. Wall Street futures are higher this morning. This is NPR News.
Good morning. It's 76 degrees at 6:04 for WHQR News. I'm Vince Winkle. Florence is battering the North Carolina coast, flooding beach towns from the Outer Banks to Carolina Beach. WHQR's Rachel Lewis Hilburn reports that officials expect the shellacking to last through today and into tomorrow.
The power outages started in earnest last night. According to North Carolina Governor Roy Cooper, 30,000 people lost power across the state as of 5 p.m., and that number continues to rise. Cooper also points out the worst of the storm is yet to come.
With the extreme storm surge along the coast, rivers will start to overflow because when flowing river waters meet the ocean surge, there's really nowhere else for the water to go. As Florence moves inland, we'll see more rain and more flooding from our rivers. And remember that rivers keep on rising even after the rain stops.
At least 12,000 people have filled 126 shelters across the state. Officials plan to open more, including several so-called mega shelters. Meteorologists say conditions will continue to deteriorate throughout the day. Rachel Lewis Hilburn, WHQR News.
The now Category 1 storm's intensity diminished as it neared land, with winds dropping to 90 miles an hour by last night. The storm has stalled and its center is just 35 miles east of Wilmington. It is expecting to move over Wilmington later today. Forecasters say the combination of a life-threatening storm surge and the tide will cause normally dry areas near the coast to be flooded by rising waters.
Tropical storm Florence is still impacting the Cape Fear region and is likely to continue through tonight. Now officials turn their attention to the risk of flooding, flash flooding, and tornadoes. Stephen Paff is the warning coordination meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Wilmington. He says there are some intense bands of rain positioned just off the coast.
On top of all the rain we've had, some places 10, 15 inches of rain already over the last 2 days. We're looking for another potentially 10 to 15 inches of rain across southeast North Carolina.
Powerful torrents of water are flooding homes, wiping out roads, and sweeping away cars in North Carolina. These cruel floodwaters are life-threatening and destructive.
That's Governor Roy Cooper. He says driving on roads at risk of flash flooding is not only dangerous for the driver, it's putting first responders at risk.
Don't make yourself someone who needs to be rescued.
State officials say roads are getting worse with every passing minute. Even roads that historically don't flood are at risk in the coming days. The storm has already shut down portions of I-95 and I-40.
Roads you think may be safe can be washed away in a matter of minutes.
Just a few inches of water can sweep your car away. And remember, if a traffic light is out, treat it as a four-way stop. Many businesses, local government offices, and public schools. On the north side of Wilmington, Rachel Fox and her husband decided to ride out the storm in their restaurant, Fox's Boxes. After Florence had gone, the two started noticing people in the neighborhood wandering around looking for food.
Then we started learning so many on the north side, they can't walk. It's hot out. You know, FEMA was distributing stuff, but you had to walk to it, and they were walking 10 blocks and then carrying like this big thing of water, and there's just so many dynamics.
The pair packaged up food, water, and coffee and hit the streets on foot. Fox says just walking a block would exhaust their supplies. For people who are elderly, have disabilities, or rely on public transportation, which is not currently in operation. As word spread, a volunteer army grew. Then the Cape Fear Volunteer Center and other organizations joined the effort. New Hanover County.
The North Carolina Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services says more than 3.4 million poultry and an estimated 5,500 hogs died in flooding. Their waste pools poured into rivers. The carcasses are rotting in flooded barns. Cape Fear riverkeeper Kemp Burdett says it's not a good situation.
Pollution associated with factory farms, so everything from raw untreated swine waste, raw untreated poultry waste, dead animals, the contents of barns that I have seen from the air kind of leaking out into floodwaters. And the other thing is coal ash from the significant failure, multiple failures at the Sutton plant.
Duke Energy says it's possible that toxic coal ash got into the river from its storage location at Sutton, but states that the water quality has not been harmed. In addition, the state's Department of Environment. The list of things to do after a hurricane can be daunting, says Daryl Habish. He's in town with FEMA to help people get the support they need.
Be sure to make a list. Take photos, because you'll need that for not only your insurance, but also if you're eligible for FEMA disaster assistance. Part of that program is to register for FEMA assistance at 800-621-3362. Or you can go online to disasterassistance.gov.
He says those who don't want to file online or on the phone will be able to come to the FEMA office in Wilmington and move forward with a FEMA staff person.
FEMA basically gives you these immediate needs.
Jim Chapman and Courtney Kreitz are at a Waffle House parking lot on Market Street, planning which areas in the Cape Fear region to visit. The two USGS staffers are collecting data that will be used by the National Weather Service to develop flood forecasts and by the Federal Emergency Management Agency to steer relief efforts in the future. Jim Chapman.
We actually will take a mark of how high the water got, and then we'll come back in and survey in those marks and get an elevation, which is above mean sea level. And then we can use that information, pass it on to federal, local, and state cooperators We'll then use that information to determine, you know, likely flooding in the future.
Chapman adds that the survey results are also used by local leaders in planning and zoning.
My name is Timothy Israel, and I'm a lieutenant with the Salvation Army. And in the disaster, I'm serving as the distribution coordinator for our warehouse of supplies.
Behind the former Sears store at the Independence Mall, Tim Israel is directing traffic. A stream of cars between yellow cone lanes is slowly pulling up to a group of Salvation Army volunteers and staff, where each car is loaded with supplies.
Here we're giving out cleaning kits, water, food boxes, diapers, a lot of essentials that are needed right after a disaster or crisis situation like what.
The mannequins, store shelves, cash registers, and racks of clothing are gone, but this old Sears is as busy as it's ever been. Kate Murphy, a spokesperson for New Hanover County, is steering residents to the right department. The Small Business Administration is here, so is FEMA and the Department of Social Services. A variety of nonprofits are also here to help people find temporary or full-time work. The Salvation Army is out back where Sears once serviced cars, giving away cleanup kits and housing supplies.
New Hanover County, in coordination with many partners, has opened a community recovery resource center. The hope and mission really being having a one-stop shop for residents from New Hanover County and surrounding areas to have.
At Tuesday's meeting, council members lavished praise on the community and city employees who worked through the storm. Tony Cottle is deputy city manager.
These folks have done things for you and done things for the community that you should never expect of folks like this. As best I can tell, somewhere between 600 and 700 of your employees responded during the storm. We started some 2 days, 3 days ahead of the storm with our operation.
With reports of hog and chicken waste and bodies flowing into the Cape Fear River and possibly coal ash, officials are keeping a close eye on the water.
What we're seeing as we transition now is more concerned around mold, as we know that folks have experienced water damage.
Dr. Mandy Cohen is secretary of the North Carolina Department of Health and Human Services. She adds that people in the area need to be aware of potential water contamination in light of animal waste coming downriver and other possible spills.
Well, we want to make sure folks are paying close attention to their local water advisories. We do have several that are still in.
First, the good news. The Cape Fear region has seen the majority of the rain from Florence. Reed Hawkins is with the National Weather Service in Wilmington.
Right now, it looks like we're only expecting maybe in the Wilmington area, possibly up to one to two inches more. But that's probably doing the extreme sign of how much rain we're going to get.
While the rain will make conditions.
In Wilmington alone, according to city officials, 80 roads and streets are still in need of storm repair. Blue tarps are still visible on businesses and houses, and some people still need a place to live. Beth Schrader is New Hanover County's Hurricane Florence recovery manager. She says the hotel housing for those displaced by Florence ended this week. Will FEMA help them with other housing?
Unfortunately, the answer to that is no. So we are working with the long-term recovery.
At a visit to Port City, Java on Front Street, the governor told WHQR he's impressed with the hurricane recovery here.
One thing that is remarkable is the resilience of the people here in Wilmington and all over eastern North Carolina, people who are determined to build back smarter and stronger.
Media in Wilmington, North Carolina, this is Coastline. I'm Rachel Lewis-Hilburn. Hurricane Florence hit the Cape Fear region September 14th, 2018. That's exactly 6 months ago today if you're listening to the live Thursday edition. Florence made landfall with significantly lower wind speeds than originally predicted. She hit as a Category 1, but she had expanded in size and slowed down, which meant she brought torrential rainfall over the Carolinas, along with her tropical storm force winds. She knocked out power to most people, and with the massive flooding, managed to cut off the Cape Fear region for several days from outside assistance. It's a type of storm that experts say southeastern North Carolinians should prepare for, as there will be more of them. Today, we're going to take a closer look at how well this region prepared, whether it communicated effectively, effectively, and if residents had access to necessities.